Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, bachelorettes.
Batchy, batchy, batchy. Yay.
Damn, yeah.
Or as Matt would say, hey, batch it.
Oh my God. See you later, Matt.
Yeah.
Welcome to our commentary on episode 3 and 4
yes.
of The Bachelorette 2021.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Shit has hit the wall so quickly.
The pace at which this show moves is unmatched.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, it's fucking next level.
It's like a lesbian relationship.
Yeah. They're already asking about like money and moving in.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
We had someone with that is like, here's my house key. I was like, oh my God. Well, at least we're having some queer representation.
Yeah, finally. I feel like we're getting a lot more queer representation through the men though.
Truly. Yeah.
Girls are keeping their cool. The men are like, I love you.
Yeah. The men are a little bit fruity.
I like that.
It's good to see.
It's good to see. How did you feel about episode 3?
Episode 3, should we just kick off and start with the Brooke and Holly solo date?
Yes, please.
How'd you feel about it?
I thought it was very thoughtful and like nice that they went dancing because it added a little bit more physical touch, which I think is quite important.
Mm.
Especially like we've discussed before, there's like been some like friend vibes.
Yeah.
When you're dancing like that, that's not friendly, that's sexy. I liked it. I thought they had a good connection and I liked the chat they had as well.
The chat I loved. I thought it was so cool to have two queer people on TV talking about like their difficulties, like being taken seriously as a bi person and like, you know, people doubting, are you really bi and this kind of stuff. And then Brooke was saying like, you know, I've dated some people and some of them have even transitioned, some are now non-binary, and just like hearing even the term non-binary on like, you know, Channel 10, I'm like, this is cool.
Yeah.
This is special.
Totally. And I like the fact that I think it was Holly was like, people are just so obsessed with genitals. And I think that that's true. People are.
Mm.
And it's weird. I will say this. I don't think that Brooke likes Holly.
100%.
I don't 100%. Think that Brooke likes Holly. I think she's putting it on because she wants to like her more. She wants to keep her around.
She's trying to lean in, but it's not gelling. I'm just going to say, I felt that the date was crap. I didn't get any real spark feeling. Like, I know that they were playing the nice music and they're talking about, like, it's so nice that we, like, are gelling in this way. But I didn't read chemistry from that. And I think it is primarily to do with the fact that Holly still feels like she's putting up a front.
Yeah.
It's really like overly composed and maybe out of tentativeness, but there's this real like kind of like, I'm giving you sort of like what the producers want me to say. Mm. And like, I'm very much like, you know, and I'm ready and I'm at that point of my life. Like, just say you're hot, you know?
Yeah. She's like a bit stiff.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. Sure. And I think, and the vibe that I got from them when they were sitting on the couch after they had that really nice convo, they had a great conversation, really good connections. I don't think it was a romantic connection. But the way that Brooke wrapped it up was like she was having she's a manager of a retail store. She was having a meeting with one of her go-to fave
gals. Good chat.
Yeah, being like, the Christmas season's going to be crazy, but I'm so glad that I have you. Just scratching the surface.
Yeah,
and I also think, just any of the conversations are always so, so tell me about you, but what I was thinking the whole time and any of the dates, there's this conversation game by this Australian influencer called Flex Mommy. I love her and I love her conversation games. That's what they should be playing.
What's the conversation game?
It's like questions like, kind of like the money questions I guess they had, but it's more like... in a movie, would you rather be the villain or the hero?
I see.
Stuff like that.
Slightly like, let's get some provocative, interesting combo happening.
Exactly. Instead of like, so what is your thought about?
Yeah.
You know.
So you're bi, yeah? Yeah, I'm bi.
Yeah, cool.
That's why
me
I'm
too.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the whole like thing of like constantly reminding like, I'm actually here because I have like an intention to be with you, Brooke. And Brooke's like, you do? It's like, I mean, like, let's cut this shit. Like, you know that they're here for you.
Yeah. And I will just say, like, after having a conversation like that, that's kind of semi-serious about, like, gender and sexuality. Like, how are you going to kiss?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
It's like, we got to now film that part of it. It felt very directed. I'm not feeling any authenticity from Holly yet.
No fault of hers. I just think that there's I don't think there's any chemistry.
No.
And they're trying to make chemistry because Holly is also... Because it would be very confusing to be like, do I want Brooke or do I want to win?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, and I'm like, your inflated ego, the ego you must get with all these people just constantly like fawning after you in this environment must like actually fuck your brain.
It's an echo chamber and it's this weird like, and they like limit contact to the outside world. So like they're living in the mansion, you know what I mean? Like it's like they're living and breathing this idea of like, and like some of the things Osha says as well, it's like, you know, this is the night that counts. It's like you'd think that there is literally no capacity for love outside these walls. Like, they're so scared about, like...
Absolutely. And do you know what? Watching this show, it's supposed to be about finding the one. And I think it actually makes more of a case for polyamory than anything else.
Yeah.
Because Brooke has, like, all these genuine feelings for other people in the show. Maybe not Holly. But others that I'm like... And I think she's genuinely getting butterflies from a lot of people.
Yeah.
That it's like, yeah, pursue all of them.
I did... we'll get there. But I did actually feel there was a moment in episode 4, we'll talk about it later, where I felt like I finally saw the real Holly coming through and, like, her letting her guard down or, like, you know...
Yeah.
Taking away the very composed energy. And I was like, this is actually... It feels like what you should be bringing to Brooke. Like, this kind of realness is you know, in a show where you have no time to waste... You can't have up walls. I know that sounds so wanky, but like literally, she's got up walls.
Break them down, honey.
Yeah, kick them through.
Berlin that bitch.
Should we chat about the group date as well in episode 3?
What the fuck
was that?
I didn't like it.
Yeah, I love you commented in our group chat. What did you say? It's a corporate bonding exercise.
Everything they do is a corporate bonding exercise, which I like get, but like part of me thinks it should actually, like you were saying, Aurelia, it should be the conversation game. Or like that, like that game that like those weird YouTube accounts are where it's like a pro-life and someone who's had an abortion at the chat. Full on, but it's like that's what it should be. Or like the line, like the privilege walk that people do. It's like, take a step forward if your both parents are still with you and like all that kind of thing. And it's, I feel like that's the games that they should be playing and then having a cocktail party after that. But that also goes to show like how brutal it is to date me.
Yeah,
that whole thing of like cutting the heartstrings.
Yes.
Everyone ganging up.
Up on Darwin.
And I like understand it. Again, it is a competition. Of course, you have to gang up on the guy. He's popular. He's hot. And also, I get it. But those questions about money, I thought were kind of good questions because you need to know how somebody potentially feels about that. But also... Can you make it any more of an ad for ANZ?
100%. Also, did you see the ANZ ad that played with past Bachelor? It was like, what's her name? Oh, I forget, but it's like one of
Sam Frost.
Like, yeah. It's like one of the couples. I think it is Sam Frost.
No.
Oh, wait, no. Not the
She's not online at the moment.
Yeah, she's
taking a break to
but
get
this
one
is
with
weird
nature.
Out of like a couple like eating like yogurt or something like that. No, she's like adding like soy sauce to a dish. And I'm like, I literally said to my housemate as we were watching it, I was like, take a guess what you think this ad is about. And he's like, I don't know, hair extensions. And then it was like, ANZ. And it was like, what the fuck is this? What are you on?
It's so funny. Mm. I play that game with my dad all the time where it's like ambiguous, beautiful images where it's like, it'll be for health insurance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
what it's is
so
this?
Bizarre. Yeah. But yeah, so right. Like the challenge, it was so much like, because they're doing gimmicky conversations and then suddenly it's like, let's talk about banking.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And it also wasn't like, yeah, I was like, let's talk about real money questions. Who earns more than 60 grand a year? Yeah. Okay. How?
If you're under 60 grand, get out. Get out. I'm the poor one. You need to be above that.
Just I'm baby. Like,
what are your thoughts on public health?
Yeah.
That's what we want to see.
Euthanasia. Let's get into it.
Are you going to put me on your private health insurance? Yes or no?
Yes or no? Who did you vote for last election?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, my God.
That's like they should have. Yeah, should there be donations to political parties?
I also found it funny in that group challenge, like, how they're all like, I feel like it's the David show. Like, someone actually said that. It's like, you're damn right it's the David show. Like, get into it.
He makes it.
Yeah.
Make it your show. Turn it around.
And they're making it worse by, like, all being like, well, we've all got to gang up on David because, like, he's the front runner. It's like, if you say he's the front runner, then you're, like, confirming for Brooke that, like, you're all threatened by him.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like if I was Brooke, I'd be like, oh, they all agree that David's a fucking bombshell. Like,
yeah. But also, I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
Because again, I'm not there for love.
Yeah. I'm there for vicious, vicious television.
Yes.
So then we go to
the cocktail party.
Yeah. Who was it?
Oh my God. Emily. All the names. It's too much.
Well, Emily, Emily won the whole heartstring thing.
Mm. Emily sucks so bad.
Thank you.
I can't stand her. Her laugh, her little squealing.
No.
Stop it. It's not cute.
It's
not cute. You're not 12.
Yeah.
You know? And also her whole attitude of being like, well, I'm safe, so I don't need to talk to her. I can wait till next. Bitch, why are you here?
Yes, exactly.
Go home.
And she kept on trying to kind of like have a chip on her shoulder, being like, see, David, this is how you do it respectfully. Like, you had a rose and you went and had time with her, but I'm not going to do that. But it's like, also, I felt like that's not the name of the game for starters, but also, you didn't get the rose because Brooke chose you to have a rose.
Yeah.
You got it because you played a stupid gimmicky game.
You won, like, the mini challenge. Congratulations.
Yeah. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. I found that so, like, blind. It's like, Brooke doesn't have any vibe with you.
No.
And I can't, like, this is so mean, but I'm like, I can't see anyone having a vibe with you, Emily.
Yeah.
I am so sorry. I'm so sorry.
She just doesn't seem like she's in the right place to be in a relationship right
now.
Yeah. Like, you know? Yeah. Like, yeah.
You can't settle down with a laugh like that.
I'm feeling bad for our little queer friend who we really liked. What's her name? Is her name Kat? The one who has the nose piercing?
Beck.
I want Beck to have some, like, quality time.
Is she the redhead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too, but I feel like,
you got to be in it to win it.
Yeah. I don't feel like she's going hard enough. And I haven't really, like, gotten to know her from any of the moments that she's had on screen.
Yeah. And she was booted in episode 4.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, see
so
you
that'll hold you back,
spoiler
too.
But
I found it so funny. At this cocktail party, Holly grabs her first. And again, everyone's like, oh my God, you got the single date. Why are you doing that?
Mm.
And as soon as they sit down, Holly and Brooke are both like, oh my God, I've missed you so much. I've missed you so much. It's like, didn't you just film like a 6-hour date recently? And I don't know. It felt very extra. And they were hugging for so long. Like,
I don't like those hugs. They don't look like
romantic.
Yeah, they just look like, oh, you're a good friend. I haven't seen you in a long time. Your dad passed away.
Yeah. Sorry about your dad.
Yeah. Let me hold you like an extra 20 seconds.
Yeah.
A real sorry about your dad hug. That's the perfect description. Wow. Also, Brooke asked her, and I literally laughed out loud. She was like, so have you thought about our date? And Holly's like, I have. And Brooke's like, really? It's like, you are on The Bachelorette. What else is she going to be thinking about? Like,
their relationship is the relationship that I see between lesbians and poorly written TV shows.
Yeah.
Where there's no chemistry, but they're like, here, look at this connection. They're touching all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, it's giving Mare of Easttown.
Brittany and Santana from Glee.
Hey, Brittany and Santana had some tension.
Yeah.
the daughter from Mayor of Easttown, I'm going to have some words with Siobhan, but it's like very like touching hands and like holding each other, but not like, but you're like, what's going on? Like,
yeah.
You keep talking about how much you like each other. You're not actually having conversation. That's what I find interesting about The Bachelor and The Bachelorette as a first-time viewer, is that it's a lot of talking about liking someone and talking about things, but not actually
doing it.
Having a conversation.
Yeah.
It's very like, you're so beautiful and you're this. It's projecting stuff rather than just feeling it and talking about other things.
Absolutely. I don't feel like I've listened to a single conversation with a substance.
Yeah.
I'm like, how are you falling in love?
It's all meta.
Yeah, thank you, Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
We've had enough.
As a contrast to Holly's kind of stilted times with Brooke, after having a beef with Emily again, going after David and blah 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 blah, because there is always like, this is another thing that is a trope with this series, is that there is always someone in the cast who doesn't understand the premise of the show and is sort of like, you know, like is doing exactly what Emily's doing, which is saying, you know, like they're just, it's like he only has eyes for Brooke. Like she says that unironically about David and as though that's a bad thing. It's like, yes.
Yeah.
That is the name of the game.
Yeah.
That is why we are here. No one is here to make friends. It's not about being a good chums. It's about fight for the person. But then David had a one-on-one time with Brooke after Holly, and it was the most erotic, like truly sensual kissing that I've seen on this show in possibly ever. Like the way that she was like sort of like cupping the back of his head and like sort of like fondling the back of his neck, and like they were kissing. It was like a 2 to 3 minute
it
thing.
It was a long kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was hot.
Do they fuck?
I hope so.
Do the Bachelors and the Bachelorettes fuck?
Sometimes there's rumors about it happening, but they're not meant to.
Okay, but they do.
Yeah. We pray.
Yeah, okay, so then I'm meant to, I don't know what you're trying to say. yes or no.
Yeah, it's sex after marriage.
Yeah.
Now, in this episode as well, somebody obviously goes home and it's Ritu. And her sister actually posted a TikTok.
I saw this.
About the whole like image and, you know, situation of once again having one of the only people of color on the show going home so early.
Yeah.
And I definitely like saw that. It reminded me of previous seasons of The Bachelor that, you know, I kind of watched but not really, where it was always the East Asian or like Indian contestant going home like one or two episodes in, and it's sad to see that happening again.
Yeah.
And then of course I went and stalked Ritu on Instagram, and she's like a Brunswick girl, or like not Brunswick, like, you know, Melbourne northern suburbs.
Yes.
Like, you know, someone I probably would have seen on a dating app like a while ago, and it just made her seem so much more like real, like looking at their Instagram and being like, oh, this is not just someone who's there to be on TV. Like, this is someone who's really out there dating. You know,
and we saw
that.
Nothing of her, basically. But the stuff that we did see, she seemed chill and nice and cool.
Yeah.
And also, and her sister made a good point of being like, you're lying to yourself if people aren't on there with, like, other motives apart from just finding love.
Of course.
And she was like, and of course, her sister, Ritu, or their sister, was there to represent like South Asian women who are queer, South Asian people who are queer as well. And like that was kind of, you know, you put yourself at risk when you're on these reality TV shows for sure, with like backlash and stuff like that. But the caveat is that you get representation, especially for someone like Ritu. And then for them to give her nothing, like she's like hardly there.
I think because often what will happen is, in the episode, the editors will show Brooke having like a faltered encounter with someone who's about to go home, so that when they go home, we're like, yeah, that makes sense, because you're either a villain or Brooke doesn't like you, and like we can kind of like base that off something.
Yeah.
But they showed us nothing. It was just like an invisible edit for Ritu. So it was like, it's like they were like too worried about the optics of showing any kind of connection at all to Brooke, positive or negative. But it's like, that's literally erasure.
Yeah.
Emily should have gone home instead.
100%. Get rid of her. I can't hear that squealing anymore.
Does Carissa go home in episode 4?
No, she's
I
think still
I
here.
Missed the rose ceremony, guys, because oh, really? I'm like, I can't. It must have been because there's so many ads. I don't know how I skipped. The 10 Play app is a fucking nightmare. But yes. I was like, there was no rose ceremony at all.
The 10 Play app made me laugh. Mine like kept cutting out. And then there was this, it was like this error screen. It was like, your app is having an error. If it doesn't fix itself, email our help team at this. It's like, can you imagine someone emailing being like, my Chromecast can't connect? It's like,
I need to watch The Bachelorette. Yeah.
Get back to me quick.
You flag it as an urgent email. So does Carissa go? Does she get eliminated?
We'll chat about episode 4. Should we take a quick break and then get into episode 4?
That's a great idea.
Let's do that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And we're back.
And what did you guys think of episode 4 all up?
Episode 4 was fucking long.
It was a feature film.
Yeah.
It was. It was spicy, so at least they didn't like have a long episode for nothing.
Yeah.
Because I would have been upset.
Yeah.
The first up in the episode, we have our date with Conrad, our friend.
Wow.
I liked that date.
So did I. I also, like, before we get into the date, I just find it so funny. They do this every season where they'll have, like, some dates, they'll just begin with the date and, like, we don't see any footage of the mansion or anything like that. But then they'll sometimes do what they did in this episode where they have every other contestant come out to see them off.
Yes. Bizarre.
Like, have a good one. And then I laughed so hard when Carissa literally said as they were getting on the motorbike, bring back my girl safely or something like that.
Oh my God, like, that was so cringe.
No.
And then there was the throwback to the time that Brooke was on a motorcycle date before. And I was like, why are you showing us this? But B, why are you choosing the same thing for them every time?
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, she's done this before. And it kind of, for a second, made me kind of think like, oh, well, she has done this before. But then it's on the producers. Like, couldn't they just...
It's because they're going for the whole, like, Conrad's our, like, secretly sensitive, like, you know, hard.
Cuck.
Yeah. He's the cuck edit.
yeah.
Like, you know, they're going so hard on the whole, like, who'd have thought that this, like, rough-looking tradie on a motorbike would actually have a heart?
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we have to have the, like, sexy, like, bad boy music playing as they go off on the motorbike.
Absolutely. Yeah. Their date was funny. They really just like were like kind of cutesy with each other to a point where I was like
yeah.
Like it was like, I get it, and it was nice and I like Conrad, but I was like, if I was at a restaurant and they were talking next to me,
I'd be throwing up.
I would be throwing up and I'd be requesting a refund.
I like that moment when he like stole a kiss from her.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was really cute.
Yeah, it was very... She was like, oh, okay.
And producers would have been so pissed off at that. They're like, no, we do kisses when we choose to have kisses.
Yeah.
So I did like it for that as well.
And also, you know, you know where the different contestants are from, I guess, but I'm I'm judging them a lot based on that. And I'm like, oh, he's from Victoria's Melbourne fuckboy, but yeah, like a sweet one. And he has like the nail polish and like smiley faces on his nails. And he's just like
a pick me boy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That is so true. He's such a pick me. He has the little cross earring.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I did get a red flag, but also.
Oh.
Hello. Here's some dogs barking. Conrad.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
It was interesting to me when he talked about how he'd been in his past relationship that he was in. He was like, yeah, I just really wish I'd like done some introspection or done some work because I was trying to be someone that I wasn't, blah, blah, blah. And my brain was like, what did you do?
Yeah.
What the fuck did you do to that poor girl? You know, yeah. I was like, he spoke about it in a way that he was like, I wanted to learn and grow from that. And it definitely wasn't along the lines of like my crazy ex-girlfriend, but like the way he was like, I was trying to be someone that I wasn't, like blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, bitch, what happened?
Yeah.
Who were you though?
Truly. And like, as much as like, because I love the date, I thought it was cute and I felt like he was a good guy and it was a nice energy. So like, props to that. It was all good. But having said that, there's something about this whole, like, some of the conversations, particularly when they were talking about gender and sexuality, where he was sort of, like, overdoing the, like, I don't see.
Rain it in, man.
Like, I don't see gender, you know, growing up, like, you know, I wasn't like other kids and all this kind of stuff. It's like, that's just bullshit. Like it's fucking bullshit. You're a hot, like, you're a hot cis straight guy. Hot cis white straight guy,
yeah,
you're fine. And on top of that, like, don't pretend like you're some, you know.
I'm just wondering, why would that have to matter to him?
Yeah.
You know, like, I was a bit confused of being like, yeah, I never cared about those things, but also he's, like you said, straight cis.
Yeah.
Like, why would it matter to him if she's bisexual or other people's sexualities? Like,
yeah,
you know, oh, you're not homophobic, like the bars on the ground.
Yeah, literally. Exactly. That's it.
100%. And it was also just kind of like, I don't like when people are like that. Like, oh, I don't like see gender. I just think of people as people. And it's like, okay, that's kind of, you know, idyllic if that was a utopia. Yeah. But it's like, sometimes it's like that's your privilege to just say that you don't care about it. But it's like, you know, gender expression and gender interactions are a very, like, you know, can be a very tense thing for people, you know, like someone who is bisexual and not taken seriously, or the difficulties that face queer people. It's like, we don't have the choice of just saying, oh, I'm just gonna sort of say that, like, I just don't see gender or something like that.
Sure. Like, to me, it's almost like saying I don't see color.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, those things matter and we should see them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know.
It's relevant, and part of his story or narrative or whatever is that he is a cis man, and it's not, there's nothing wrong with acknowledging that, you know.
But he gets all the benefits of being a cis man who shows a bit of femininity, as opposed to feminine men who then show a bit more femininity.
Yeah.
and then they get absolutely slammed, they're annoying, they're this, that and this.
Yeah.
Whereas he is able to reap the benefits of both worlds, you know?
Exactly. And people have been fawning over him. Kind of, I guess, you know, deservedly. Like, he's hot, he's nice, it's cool. And as you said, the bar is so fucking low. That all it takes is a man to just do a little day spa activity. Yeah. And we're like, he's a fucking saint.
Well.
Yeah. Now it's like, oh, he painted my nails and he has worn nail polish before.
Yes.
Therefore, I'm in love.
Yeah,
exactly. Conrad can stay for a bit, but I'm curious about him.
Yeah.
The way that I can't get over the little trailer they did for this whole season. It's not a spoiler because they put this in the trailer. In the episode one, when Brooke says, it was expected, I knew that it was a danger that some people would hook up on the show or get together on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I swear they showed the back of Conrad's head holding somebody else's hand.
Mm.
I will go back. And I'll let you know next week, unless we find out by next week.
You're going to go full couch guy on this.
Yes! My favorite trend ever. Still falling for you. I swear, he passes her a fart.
I also felt like maybe a little bit similar to her dates with Holly, sometimes some of Conrad's answers felt very canned.
Yes.
Like, at one point he said, they were just sort of like, I think there's definite chemistry there, and like Brooke was like totally into him, I felt.
Yeah.
But they were just saying nonsense, really. Like, at one point he literally said, I'm kind of different from other guys. Like, I really like affection in a relationship. It's like,
that's every single cis man I've ever dated is affection obsessed.
Yeah, oh my God. So
that's
true.
What a relationship like is.
Dogs.
Exactly. Oh my God. But the moment when they're both like tearing up and crying, and I'm like, what? Like, that was, why? That was not that deep.
It was, I swear, because she was like, it was like she was crying and she was like, I feel like I'm baby. And then he was crying too. Like, no, I also feel like I'm baby. And I was just like, this is just, what is happening?
What was that? I can't even, I felt like suddenly they were crying and I had to go back because I was like, did I miss something?
And she was like, today's been so great. I've cried so many times.
Why?
Why is that a good
what
thing?
What are you doing? Yeah. This sounds like it's going to be a very
fragile date.
Yeah. And also like a very codependent, toxic relationship. Yes. This is when we get into Machine Gun Kelly. Yeah. He is weed.
Yeah, yeah. You know the this is a bit of a segue, but you know the bottom emoji, the like it's like the sort of eyes. Upward turned eyes with like going like, ooh, like
I didn't know that was the emoji for the bottoms.
Oh yeah, that's kind of how it's known.
It legit is.
But he is constantly making the bottom emoji face.
Yeah,
I will show it to you.
I hate to say it. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I hate to say this because, you know, potentially being too picky here, but like we were saying before, pick me boy energy when you're like, yeah, but what are you like? I want someone to wear a cam and have him amongst a group of blokes who are being super 100%. Trans and homophobic and see what he says.
Yeah, what do you do then?
Prove me wrong, Conrad. Prove me wrong.
He's that TikTok where it's like a thirst trap, but it's like literally crying, thinking about women's rights right now. By the way, yeah. I'm 6'2 and I weigh 100 kilos. Yes.
He said that! Yes. He said that!
Yes.
I'm like, what is this? Are you about to start a fight? Is this like Conor McGregor versus Conrad? Like, why are you giving us your weight and your stats?
And it's like he's self-producing for the editors, like being like, you know, like, who'd have thought that a man like me would be able to get down and dirty with, like, you know, feminine activities? It's like, fucking exfoliate, bitch. It ain't complicated.
I was dragging my dick along the ground, for it is 17 foot long, to the shower, and I cried.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah, it's a bit much. So, like, but this show is nothing if not heavy-handed. So, like,
you know.
Oh, it's a lot.
For the group date, we had another corporate activity.
Oh my God, sponsored by fucking Nissan Land Cruiser. They'd be like, I can't wait to go on our group date in our Nissan Land Cruiser. It's like, oh, slow it down.
Oh my God. I like go-karting. I always feel like I have a concussion after.
Taj literally did.
That was, she got whiplash.
I think we've been saying it wrong, by the way. I think it's Taj.
Taj.
They've been saying Taj.
Okay, it's Taj then. We'll give then I believe them.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they are.
Yeah, there we go.
I know. I thought the chores they had to do in between the racing were like very sort of domesticated, like, oh, who can fold laundry?
Yeah.
Who can untangle fairy lights? It was kind of gay.
Yeah.
It was also like, isn't it so funny? These boys can't fold their laundry. Yeah. And I was like, is a sign.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
And I did find it kind of funny when Brooke was like, and the only ones who can drive are, it was like, Steve, Mike, Dave, and Taj. I was like, you can say the butch ones.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I was like, Emily's like, funny. I don't have a license.
I'm like, that is so unattractive.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I know, get your shit together.
Yeah, like lesbian who can't drive. I mean, oh, like a bisexual who can't drive. That's probably okay.
It was so funny how Taj was like, she's like, I snapped my neck, and I probably have to go to the hospital, but like I do it for Brooke. It was like, and they're then, coming out of this maimed.
It's so funny. And like, and the winner didn't even win.
Yes, it was for nothing. Carissa. It was one of those like tricks where it was like, the real competition was kindness.
It was fucking Squid Game.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I did think it was sweet and it was smart of Carissa to take that opportunity.
She's watched this show before. Though.
Yeah, because like, it is a game. It is a show. You need to like, go that extra mile, and that was a good way to do it, especially because you could tell how frustrated she was with Emily.
Yeah.
Over, I mean, I used to be somebody who didn't have a license.
we were once a child.
When I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
I went go-karting then, and I didn't have a license, and I didn't fuck up as bad as she did.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. It's like playing Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Yet she acted like she was, you know, doing rocket science.
Yeah, I think she thought it would be endearing, but it was just like, all right.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Mm. It's not hot to be incompetent.
No, and to be like just an like. Just being like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And then Brooke clearly, the inability to read that Brooke did want to do it.
Yeah.
As well. And not in a fun way. It wasn't like inclusive of being like, oh my God, we're not getting this done. It was just all her being like, I can't do it. Yeah. Rather than being like, we both can't do this.
Go home.
Yes.
I thought that whole like challenge. It's funny that we think of them as challenges because that's only in like a technical competition show because these aren't challenges. There's generally no winner. It's just about hanging out with Brooke, but we still think of it in the like reality TV show mindset. So we're like, there has to be a winner and there has to be a loser.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But and Carissa was the winner.
Yeah. And she was the real game.
She saw the long game. I will say this though, a very boring one on one.
Oh, yeah.
Carissa is a no go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't feel a spark.
No.
I think she's just, like Brooke says so often, like, I love confidence in a woman and I love, like, someone who's just, like, a go-getter, whereas Carissa's very gentle and just not that.
Yeah.
No. I want to see some more one-on-one with Jamie and Brooke.
Because they're making us wait for it.
Yeah.
Because there's definitely stuff coming. Like, I've seen some shots in the trailer of, like, you know, solo dates and stuff.
Yeah, totally.
And I think they're really building that storyline of, like, you know, when will we get our time?
Yeah.
You know, when will the stars align for us? Speaking of stars align, you messaged Aurelia about that thing of someone, was it Ritu that came with her like astrology
stuff? Yeah, so Ritu actually had this really cool henna on her hands that are representing, because astrology is really important in Indian culture and like matchmaking and stuff. And it had like her, I think it's like Virgo and something else.
Capricorn.
That's Capricorn, not compatible with me. But
yeah.
So I was like, okay, I know now. But
Brooke is a Capricorn. I think is what it is.
Well, I also saw this tweet that was like, give us everyone's chart.
Yes, that would be truly gay.
Yeah.
Yes.
We need to know. Absolutely. Need to
that should be a challenge. That should be a challenge.
What is compatible with a Capricorn? Do you know off the top of your head?
Another Capricorn, I think.
They could only be with themselves.
I think they're one of those signs that has to be, because when is Capricorn? Is that
Jan, Feb?
I've got a lot of Capricorn friends, though, but not people that I've slept with or had a romantic connection with.
I know a Libra and a Capricorn who are in a relationship.
Oh.
They seem happy.
Okay. My perfect match is Sagittarius, which is one of my best friends
and
my dad. I'm best friends with my dad as well. So there we go.
Is David a Libra? I think I might have seen that.
Oh my gosh.
Or maybe I'm just manifesting that.
Well,
release the stats. Release the signs. Oh my God, I want to find out. That would be fun if they did that. And gay. But that's a shame because we didn't really get to see that.
It was just
that date, that extra time with Carissa was just like nail in the coffin kind of thing. Like, unless they lean into this thing that they kind of did actually at the cocktail party later with Carissa's being like the focus of when the intruders were coming, unless this is like the fire under her ass and in a later episode she like, you know, really goes for it with Brooke and then like Brooke's like, wow, you finally arrived.
Yeah.
Like, unless that's the edit, then this is kind of the end of it for her, it feels, because it was just like so awkward.
Yes.
And I laughed so hard because Brooke at one point was literally like, you know, like, you know, I think back when I first met you and you were like so vulnerable with me. And I was thinking back, like, when was she vulnerable with her? And then I was like, oh, she was vulnerable because she showed her ugly painting.
Oh, so true. That was really vulnerable.
I think Carissa's like, but here's the thing, like this is just like edits and stuff like that. But they both, Carissa seems nice. I don't know what Emily seems like. but I'm just like, but you don't clearly don't have a connection with Brooke. And it's really unfortunate that they, imagine if you were forced, if every person that you didn't vibe with, they filmed a conversation of you having.
Oh. You couldn't pay me to watch that.
No, no. Oh my God.
Well, I think they did really nicely to spice things up with the four intruders coming in. Because I remember us even talking in the start about, you know, there's not that many contestants. Like, it's only those people. And I really like the people they've chosen to.
Mm-hmm. It's a good shake-up. Like,
it is.
Intruders, I'm pretty sure, again, if you know this, come for me, whatever. But I feel like intruders never, ever make it to the final.
No,
because it doesn't fit the narrative. We want them to have been there all along and that kind of thing. And intruders are purely to help the ratings. So.
Same.
And who do I want to go home first? Luca. I hate him. I hate Luca. I hate his little man.
I have to look them up. I have to see them.
PE teacher from Queensland. Yeah. Red flag.
Yeah. That's a bachelorette code for Instagram model.
Yeah. And Millie, the gym manager, I like
Actually,
her.
Actually, I
so
really
cute.
Like her.
She
and
seems cool.
She's so funny.
I'm going to be... I'm going to call it, I think she, after this episode, I think Holly's out of the top four.
For sure.
I think Millie is in.
I just think she's a little bit young, being 22, but...
But isn't Brooke, like, 18?
Oh, I really liked Will as well.
She looks like Beanie.
Oh, he's filler, though. I like his mustache, but he's filler.
She does. You really? I think...
Didn't even, like, linger on him long enough to, like...
No,
tell us anything about him.
He's in and out. He looks like every guy that I went to high school with.
Well, you should send me their info.
And then there was Jessica.
The one who gave the house keys.
Was she allowed to send any of the intruders home?
Yes, she could.
Yeah, she could.
I mean,
could.
We knew that she wouldn't, but she could have.
Yeah.
I love intruders. I had nothing but positive history with intruders.
Do you remember
Vesna
on Big Brother?
Iconic!
Yeah.
Oh my God, there were so many good. I love Big Brother. They're doing a Big Brother All Stars.
Is that the one with Caitlyn Jenner?
No. That's
no,
like
that's the
oh, like of
has,
actu-
that, has
of
that been and gone?
No, I think it's about to happen.
It's about to start, but like who cares?
I think I'm thinking of VIP or celebrity.
Yeah,
or
that's
whatever.
The
yeah
Chris
yeah.
Jenner one.
Okay, good.
They're doing an All Stars one,
I'm
and
not into that.
Tully Smythe has taken a break from social media.
Oh my God, chaotic, evil.
And I hope that Drew's on there as well.
The original by.
Queen. Yo, oh my God. She cheated on her girlfriend live on air.
Oh God. Set us back a good 10 years.
Yes.
I found it so funny when Osha came out and there was like Inception music playing. They're like, Osha doesn't usually come this, he doesn't interrupt a cocktail party. And there was like, doom, doom, like execution of music. And he was like, Brooke, I'd like to introduce you to four friends of mine. I was like, wait, are they like Osha's friends?
They're not your friends, Osha.
Who went home? I can't remember.
They sent home Beck the redhead.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jess the villain.
Before her time. Yeah.
Who
Jess.
Stole the love seat.
Yeah. But she also was kind that was kind of the most interesting thing she did.
Yeah.
It was.
Matt the rapper.
Yeah, fair.
I liked him.
I liked him too. He's kind of cute.
Yeah.
And another guy, but I can't remember which guy.
But hey, it goes to show that like you really have to put yourself forward. You know, because those are the people who just didn't get time. I'm devastated for Beck. Because she was like...
She was queer as hell.
Yeah.
I really liked her. Yeah. Like, you know, she had a good vibe about her.
Oh, no, Emily went home. As well. It wasn't another guy. It was Emily.
Oh, well, she was annoying with the lights.
Yeah.
I'm so glad she went home. Sorry, babes.
Sorry.
So should we talk about the intruders? Like, in my opinion, only two of them are staying for a while, and they are Luca, unfortunately, and Millie.
Yeah, I think Millie's a mainstay.
I think so, too. They were playing the... symphony nice music as she was playing
yeah
talking and
when Will came out it was like bah, 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 yeah. bah, 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 nah.
And did you notice how completely rattled and undone Holly was? Like, she completely dropped all the facade of being like, I'm just nice, gentle, relaxed, composed Holly, to being like, she was like, oh, she's fucking talking about taking her to a gym session. Fuck that. She was like swearing, going off.
She must have been drunk.
She was really being like
possessive girlfriend vibes.
And I was like,
you can't go to gym with my girlfriend.
Yeah. I was like, this is, in a sense, it's bad that you're showing this side of yourself, but it's good that you're breaking the overly composed thing.
Yeah, totally.
And it made me, yeah, I kind of liked that we finally got to see a break in that facade.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I felt a really strong chemistry between Millie and Brooke. I'm picking that Millie is going to be a surprise, possibly one of the first intruders to make it to the end.
Mm. Yeah, I had a her confidence and her attitude coming in straight away were a winner.
Yeah.
And she was gorgeous as well. I really liked her jumpsuit.
Mm.
And
she's a gym membership, gym manager, free membership, you know.
Aurelia, if you dyed your hair baby blue, it would actually look really great, I think. It's just because your hair's almost like with the lights and stuff, it's almost blending with your beanie a bit. And I'm like, you should fucking do that.
A nice pastel number.
Side note. Yeah. And you would not get eliminated.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, Brooke's like, I don't like blue hair.
Yeah. I can change that. I can be pink, whatever.
I could be brown. I could be blue.
No.
I love intruders. I love a little shake up, and I hope that there's more.
Yeah. Yeah. I also noticed as well, like, the producers often show their hand when there's scandals or drama happening, because they'll do this thing where they won't show the wife material edit people during the drama because they don't want them at all involved. And did you guys notice that in episode 4, David was completely gone? He wasn't in any of the confessionals, basically. We never saw shots of him commenting on the intruders or anything like that.
They go cool on them.
Yeah, because they're like, let's keep him protected and this kind of stuff. They don't want him looking like self-conscious, but they're happy for Holly to have like all of her shots where her complaining and being like, fuck this, I'm not here for intruders, blah, 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 and all this kind of stuff. And it makes Holly look really insecure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I reckon Holly's out of the top 4.
Yeah.
And my pick is Millie. Do you guys feel similarly? Or
I agree. I think what you said just then is exactly right.
Yeah. Well, now that Beck is gone, replace her with Millie.
My top 4 are Conrad, David, Millie, and...
Jamie Lee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who we desperately need a solo date for.
Yes.
Which would be nice. Also, Luke is a dickhead.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I. It's only a matter of time before he says something really insensitive about bisexuality.
He's a pick me not.
Yeah.
There was something about it was like he had his chat with Brooke as they were all watching, and then they like stepped down the stairs to like come and like into the main part of the garden, and just the way physically that he like man spread down the stairs, I was like, no, he's a fuckwit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's the lack of awareness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the posture. It's the whole...
Yeah.
Everything, the whole package is off.
It's giving calling me a fag in the locker room.
Yes.
I'm not feeling
it. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he interrupted Kurt twice. Like, it's like he's been here 15 minutes and he's like, no, I'm getting my fucking time. I'm getting my fucking time. And I found it so funny because they threw Kurt under the bus. Like, this guy that we've heard nothing about. And then Brooke was like, finally, like, I'm going to select Kurt to come have a chat with me. And everyone was like, why Kurt? That's so interesting. And then Luca does this and it's like, oh, he's a mole. Producers have gone and said to Brooke, go and grab Kurt, who's been desperate to have time with you. And then we're going to have this asshole come and ruin it.
Kurt is funny. Yeah. Kurt is a blank canvas.
Yeah. 1-300 smiles, they were calling him at one point.
Oh, he so looks like somebody I used to work with in a car dealership.
I feel that.
Yeah, we all worked with him at a car dealership at some time.
We'll know.
I'm excited to see where this will turn. I feel like it's picking up momentum a little bit. I'm starting to believe the connections a little bit more. I think the first few episodes I was like, oh, this is so fake. This is unbelievably fake.
Truly.
And yet I'm still here.
And I'm also like, Kurt, go home.
Yeah.
See, back to the dealership you go.
And I also, in the cocktail party as well, they also had kind of another fight similar into episode 3 about the whole, like, who's okay to go up to Brooke and blah, 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 all that sort of stuff. And it was Carissa, had a rose.
Yeah.
Kept on just being like, you know, I have a rose and, like, but I still feel, like, so unsafe and all that kind of stuff. And people being like, when Carissa was like, I really feel like I want to just, like, you know, because Brooke told me, like, you need to be a bit more gutsy and come and tell me to hang out. So I'm going to go and do that. And then there was all these, like, insecure people being like, you have a rose, but you have a rose. And it's like, yeah, well, go get a rose, bitch.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Step your game up.
I also have a feeling that Carissa's going to go home soon based on, like, that previous snippet of the next few episodes, because she seems, like, so fragile and, like, I can't do this competition.
Yeah.
And it's clearly not a vibe of, like, hey, Brooke, let's both, you know, leave the show. So it's only going to be her. She's going to go home.
It would have to be a huge 180 on her edit for her to stay, because if she was going to go far, why would they show us all this footage of Brooke, like, openly doubting any kind of connection with her?
Yeah. Mm.
It was very stilted.
Jesus.
Well, I'm looking forward to watching whatever comes next week.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm now starting to get hooked. Yeah.
I hate
you're so
fuck.
Set on this, like, canoodling theory.
I believe it.
Do you reckon it'll be two girls or a guy and a girl?
I think it's a guy and a girl.
Yeah, same.
Do you have any picks of who that could be?
I think it's Conrad and Taj.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I would not pick Conrad just because so far it seems like he's so, like, dead set on having that be.
Conrad is a snake.
No, it's the couch guy edit.
It's the couch guy.
I reckon it could be Kurt.
I reckon it's the plumber guy. Steve,
who's the
is
plumber
it?
Guy? Steve? Fuck me. There's Steve. Actually 86 people in this, just but also no
yeah,
one.
I'm looking at their photo. Like,
I have to.
It's someone that doesn't matter, is my guess.
Yeah, I reckon it's people who haven't put in effort because they're not that interested, which makes me think Taj, because she could if she wanted to. But even when she was sitting down with Brooke, she's like, yeah, I just really, everybody says you're a great gal. Love to get
but
to know
I,
you.
I don't know about you guys, but I get, like, lesbian vibes from Taj. not bi.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah, she's got football.
I do.
I
hope,
play footy.
Yeah.
About it.
I do hope that they actually start to chat a bit more about sexuality.
What if it's Jamie Lee?
That would be poetic.
Because there's not many.
I doubt it.
There's not many, like, girls left. Because I think it's Kurt. Who was the other one? Steve. R.I.P. Steve. I do not recognize you. I have not seen you in the show.
Yeah.
I sorry to this man.
Yeah. I mean, if it was Steve, I'd just be happy he's getting some.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I don't know who it could be. Because I swear it was Conrad, but what if it was Conrad and Kurt?
That would be a huge betrayal.
Oh, that would be cute. I would be here for that fandom.
Or Conrad and David.
Oh my gosh. Dude. Oh.
This is
show
what the gays want.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God. I need some water. I don't think it will be. It would be great television, but I don't think it's going to be any of the main four.
No, I
that
don't
we're
think
like
so.
Picking on, because I feel like she'll send them both home, and there'll be this big television event of, like, we're not even going to have a rose ceremony because you're just banished from the mansion and don't ever contact me again.
Oh my God, let them fuck.
Yes.
Look, ask them if they need a third. You know, it all has to be a big to-do.
Producer's like, do you need anything? A condom? I'm not a regular producer. I'm a cool producer.
I wonder if the producer set this up as well for some extra drama in terms of just being like, yeah, you guys, the common room is open.
Yeah.
At nighttime, Brooke is in a different place, and you guys can hang out.
Also, if we took Brooke out of the equation, who, just for, like, your own personal opinion, who's the hottest contestants?
For me,
Millie, Taj.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd put Millie up there.
I'd say Beck for me as well. I think because I am also very attracted to people that are, like, visibly queer.
Yes.
And I. She was the closest one.
So true.
If someone said that, like, this is gross and I don't particularly enjoy this part of myself. And maybe it's not correct, but someone once said to me, like, I have to be able to see your politics.
Yes.
And I think that I feel that way.
Give us a carabiner.
Okay. Absolutely.
Who's yours, Charlie?
Objectively, I think Millie is, like, the most beautiful of the girls for me. And maybe it's because I also get a very authentic vibe from her, unlike some of the other very, like, composed people.
Mm.
I think David is so gorgeous. And I think Comrade is obviously hot as hell, but he needs to calm down with his eyebrows. I find he's putting on an expression. He's doing the bottom face too much.
He's doing,
it's wrecking my, like, top fantasy for him.
I love a guy who's a bottom.
My wife energy.
What was the drama in, like, I think it was season 9 of RuPaul's Drag Race with the eyebrows, and it was like Aquaria and oh my god,
Cracker.
Miss and Cracker were both like doing the sad girl eyebrows.
Yeah, they're like clown line.
Conrad's in the mix too.
Yeah. It just pisses me off. Like, I feel like he's still performing for the cameras.
Yeah.
And that's kind of wrecking his hotness, because it's like he knows he's hot and he's giving the whole, like, I'm just a cutesy pick me boy. And
yeah,
like,
absolutely.
And during the date, at one point, he was like holding the ends of his sleeves. Like you know,
Jamie, private school girl.
Yeah, exactly.
We want our formal.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God. Like, kind of like chewing on his thumbs. Yeah, kind of. I'm just an oo-woo boy. Like, yeah.
You've got a smelly dick.
Yeah. So if he cuts that shit out and just leans into the, like, yeah, I'm fucking hot.
Then I'll
be into it.
Just say you're hot.
Yeah, just say you're hot. Show us the dick. God.
And I wish that people were on the topic of sexuality. I give and absolutely there needs to be a discussion. I'm being quite rude right now. But my whole thing is I'm attracted to hot people. If they are hot, I find them hot.
Yeah. I'm not like regular people. I'm into hot people.
People need to stop having to define it. You think someone's hot, they're hot. Yeah. Hot people are hot.
Yeah. Have sex with them. Honestly, like, I made a tweet the other day that I was like, if I was The Bachelor, I'd just be like, I would have sex with people.
Haven't
they thought of that?
Absolutely. Love it. Fucking wild.
Awesome. All right. Well, it's been fun. Thanks for tuning in, our friends.
We love you.
We love you, Bachelorettes, and we'll be back next week.
Back at the mansion.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.